What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Man show here with Coach Adam Fisher, fresh from Atlanta. He was down here recruiting an Army event with guys from Philadelphia and Pennsylvania up there at the Temple Isles, representing that beautiful T on his shirt there. Coach Adam Fisher, Coach, good to see you, man. Guys, meet you well this past weekend, man.
Now, Boss Man, this is an honor to be here, man. Thanks for having me. It was great to see you in your area. And next time you got to come to Philly, though. That's the deal. You got to come to Philly now.
Coach, hey, you know I come with the Hawks. Twice a year I come. So I'll hopefully when I'm here in town, you're there, man.
Perfect. I can't wait.
Yes, and also my guy, DeAndre Hunter's a Philly guy. My guy DeAndre Hunter, Philly
there
guy.
You go. Exactly. You got that? Seth Lundy's a Jersey guy, but played a lot in Philly. So I'll make that clear. He's a Jersey guy.
Let me ask you about Seth Lundy, our second round draft pick for the Hawks, man. You coached him, man. Tell me about this young man and what he's going to bring to our team once he's on the roster, man, fully, and what kind of guy we got, man.
You got a guy that just wants to be great. He just works. He just works on his craft. He's so coachable. You give him something, he's going to do it. He's going to get in the gym on his own. He's not one of those guys that needs to post his workouts or anything like that. He just gets in there because he wants to be great. Unbelievable shooter. Can really be a huge threat on the offensive end. Unlimited range. You know, I think he hit one from the logo yesterday. He's got that in him, but he defends and he wants to be a defender. Like, he's going to get in you. He'll guard whoever you ask him to. He always wanted the our opponent's best player. Hey, give me him. He'd tell Coach Rougebury, let me guard him. I got him. And just a great person, comes from a great family. Just really enjoyed being around him for 2 years. And I recruited him a little bit in high school. It didn't go well for me, you know, but he went to Penn State. We got reunited and but just great, great family. Great young man who's going to have a huge successful career in the NBA.
No doubt. And for you, man, it's feel good seeing one of your guys, man, and also Pickett as well, getting drafted, seeing the guys you coach, Coach Shrewsbury coach, and seeing what you all did. He's now Notre Dame, and you're here at Temple, man, and since you all had out there and seeing your guys' success as well, as it sure shows me, you all had the right thing going on up there, State College up there, man.
No, it was awesome. It was a great, great team this year, great run, and you know, a lot of guys contributed to that. A lot of the coaching staff and then a lot of great players.
Now, Coach Fisher, let me ask you, man, how's it feel, man? You're learning running your own show now, man. And I'll tell you, Coach, when I was a co-host back in the day, man, in my mind, I was like, how am I going to do when I got my own show, when I got my own show? So how did you kind of prepare for this role, man, while you was assistant coach, man, being loyal to your guy, but still in your mind, having goals, want to run your own show eventually one day?
Yeah, you know, I think I started preparing probably 16, 17 years ago. You know, I had great mentors working for Coach Wright at Villanova, is obviously one of the best to ever do it. You get a chance to work for Coach Larinaga for 8 years, who's my mentor and is just the best, like a Hall of Famer, right? So you work for two Hall of Famers and you work for Coach Shrewsbury, who brought the NBA background and his knowledge and just how to run a program. And, you know, I've been lucky to be around programs that started from day one and been around programs that you jump into and you see how they already build it. So, you know, that's where the preparation came from. You have great mentors in this industry. It prepares you for the seat. And you don't know that until you're in it, right? And I know I'm in this seat because of those guys, but I'm also prepared to be in the seat because of those guys I mentioned.
No doubt, man. You've caught right in front of some legends, man. Some legends of the game, man. Hey, you got that basketball 101 for free.
That's it. I got my master's in basketball 101. I agree. Trust me.
Man, so yeah, X and O's program wise, because you know this, you're the CEO of an organization. So like people don't realize when you're a basketball coach, it's more than just the X and O's part. It's the interview part, doing like doing me. Boosters, alumni, community. It's players trying to manage their lives. Like, it's more than just X's and O's. You're a CEO of an operation. Fans are trying to understand what all goes into being the coach besides what you see on the court those 30 times of the year.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. And, you know, people used to joke with me all the time, like, hey, what do you do in the summertime as a basketball coach? Because there's no games. And, you know, it's just a ton of meetings, right? You want to represent your university in a great way. And, you know, for me, it all starts with leadership. So I have a great, you know, Arthur Johnson, RAD, he's just great. And he's been great since the day I got here and during the process. And when you have that, they put you in touch with the right people. So you are out there, you're meeting the boosters. And a big thing for me was I really wanted to interact with the former basketball alumni. This is a historic program. And that was my big thing. Come back. This is your program. Right? Like, I love being the head coach and I'm here. I hope I'm here for the next 30, 40 years, but somebody's going to be the next head coach after me. At some point it's going to happen. But the players that built this program, this is theirs forever. So I want to bring them back and I need them to explain to our current guys, like, what does it take to wear the cherry and white? What is the pride you got to have to win? And, you know, you meet with those guys, you got to prioritize, right? Boss man, you know that. You go through your day. I know you got your phone goes crazy all day long. You got to prioritize who you hitting back and your schedule. And that's what it is. It's trying to do that and also spend time with your family. Because, you know, I've always said I got this far and I don't want to be someone that's never around my family. I want them to enjoy this journey with me. They helped me get here. My wife, Rebecca, and my daughter, Olivia, I want them to be a part of it. And I think you got to have a great staff. Like, that was the biggest thing, too. Like, you go through, you got to start building your program and you're meeting with all these people, but you got to have a great staff. You got to have guys you trust. And that's what I have on the staff. And so excited so that when I am out there having dinners with donors, I know the program's in good hands. They're running a workout or they're out there on the recruiting trail. So, you know, it's a lot of things, like you said, that go into it. And then the best part of the day is when you get in between those lines and you get to be with your team and you lock arms with them and you look around and you go, this is it. This is who we got every single day.
And you're right, Coach. That's why I was telling you guys at Lake Point, man, like for me, I took my girl on vacation for the first time. And like, because in the NBA schedule, I don't have time to do it, right? So this is the time of year where I spend time with her and the boys, because I don't, during the season, I'm always on the go wherever the Atlanta Hawks are, I am, you know? So like you say, you really prioritize that. And this time of year for me is when I spend time with the family, show them I'm still a human being. not a silhouette. I'm a human being for real. I'm still engaged with the process. So I fully understand that. And like you said, man, hiring a quality staff is so important. And having guys who are loyal to your vision, because I know for me, I want interns who are loyal to the vision, not just here just to get a grade. You know, I want you to be invested. While the semester you're here, invest. Yep. And while I am at Lake Point or I'm out, I can trust, like you said, trust you to run the show the right way while I'm gone.
Bingo, 100%. And that's so key. And, you know, for me, it was, you know, this boss man, like at this level, everybody can coach, right? Everybody knows X's and O's and does this. And you got to have great people. And I wanted guys that were just great fathers, great husbands that I could, that can be great role models. So to have Michael Huger, Bobby Jordan, Chris Clark, you know, stay on with us. You know, those three guys are great. And, you know, we're so thrilled to get them here.
No doubt. And man, excuse Coach Fisher, man, for you, man, for a young man you're recruiting, for any young man in Atlanta who wants to come find out Temple, what are going to be the pillars of your program for young man, future of culture? What do you want them to be about as you recruit them, say, hey, come with a cherry and white, come up here to Philadelphia and represent this historic program out of the American Conference?
I want winners. You got to be a winner. You got to have a winning mentality and you got to want to win in everything. If we got a 10-second sprint, win that. That's what we're trying to create right here. I want these guys to have a competitive spirit, but win everything. And then off the court, be a great person. Be great, right? Now, you can play mean and still be nice when you get off the court, but for us, it's more than basketball. I tell it to recruits all the time. If it's a basketball-only decision, don't come here. Don't. Because I want you out in the community. I want you reading to schools. I want little kids in Philadelphia to look up and then, man, I want to be Hasir Miller. Man, I want to be like Jaleel White. That's important to me. So that's something that we talk about all the time. And then having a plan. At some point, basketball is going to stop. It really is. And I want you to meet the right people here. We have amazing alumni. We have some really big-time people that went here and are so proud that they were Temple made. So I want them to know, like, hey, when the ball stops bouncing, you know, I don't want you to call me and go, what do I do? We're going to have a plan for you. So for me, obviously, to play in this conference, you got to be a good basketball player, right? That starts with that all the time, right? And that's number one. But you got to be a great person. I think when you see, like, we had that at Penn State this past year. When you have great people, you do great things. And that's what we keep harping on all the time. And, you know, it's hard. I tell these guys, it's a challenge. To be a role model is hard. To have the youth in Philadelphia want to look up to you, that's hard work. But if you do it, this is a blue-collar city, man. You know that. You work hard, and then you get out in the community and show these people you care that this is our city, they're going to come out and support you. And then that's when something special starts brewing.
It's funny saying, Coach Fisher, I feel the same way, man, because being from Atlanta, having a show 14 years, I'm Atlanta home and bred. So I know I have to watch what I do because there are little kids.
Legend.
From my,
you're a legend right now.
For little kids from my neighborhood who see me and see want to be like me, and I have my own two who see me every day. But it's like, I know I care myself a certain way. And also show them that, hey, though we grew up kind of tough, I made it out, so can you. Look what I'm doing. So yep. Being an example, being a pillar, being somebody they can look up to and say, point to, like you said, they're successful. How they get, I can do it too. And so I feel like that's so key, Coach. And I know I'm a servant by nature. I want to serve and help others. And I feel like you having guys who want to win and also serve others. Serving others is great, Coach. And I know I'm blessed to be able to do what I do. Now I can give back to the community. When I was there, I couldn't do it. People did it for me too. So I'm paying it forward to them. So I feel like that part of what I do, Coach, I love talking to you guys too and doing what I do, but people in the community of Atlanta where I grew up in and using what I built to help them, man, it makes me feel so good every day, man.
No, and that's the key. You know, that's why we're in this industry, right? Like, our job is to give these student athletes a great experience. Great experience. Now, you know, obviously winning and all that comes and helps your experience, but it's all the other stuff. Like, we got to be there for our guys when they're having bad days, when they have a couple bad games. Like, it's a family. Like, you can't just turn it on and off. Like, you know, we're here because of the student athletes. That's why we all got jobs in this industry. And, you know, I think you got to do it. I think you got to have a great experience. And, you know, our job then is to make sure we take care of those guys for life because they take care of us. I say it all the time. Like, when I was 14 and 17 at Penn State the first year under Coach Shrewsbury, nobody called to say, hey, I want to interview for a head job. Right, you go to the NCAA tournament, you win a game, you're close to getting to a Sweet 16. It opens doors up for everybody, every player, every coach, everybody associated with that program will win if you win as a team.
Amen to that, Coach. This time of year, Coach Fisher, this time of year is what I love because it's time of year where you become one as a team. Those win sprints you're doing, those workouts you're doing, those gasses you're doing, this is where you feel that accountability. You and I both know this, Coach Fisher. The best teams are the ones who self-police each other. Accountability in the locker room, not from you. We ain't want to coach to effort. So when the guys hold each other accountable, those are the best teams that we all have been a part of and we have.
No, it's so true. And we talk about it all the time. I won't coach energy. I won't coach effort. That's the price of admission. You got to do that to get in our program. I'm not here to do that. We're going to work on the details of the game because the other stuff should just be a given. And, you know, we've really tried this summer so far to come together as a unit. We had a mini golf tournament 2 weeks ago, which was awesome. And we had, you know, groups of four. We had a great dinner. We did a trophy, a whole thing, made it a big to-do. And, like, just seeing the guys smile and talk trash. And, you know, I think one of our centers had a 13 on a two-par mini golf. So that was fun watching him hit this thing all around. But you got to come together. And I've said this at my press conference. I've said it a lot. Like, when I came in the door, they didn't know me. So when we put our hands in, we weren't going to say 1-2-3 family. That's phony. It's fake. They don't know me. They haven't been around me. We would say 1-2-3 together. And each week we're in the circle before practice. Each week we take a little half a step closer. So when we get to November 6th, we're going to be so tight up, we're linking arms. But right now we're not there. because we don't know each other. So they need to get to know me. They got to get to know my family. I got to get to know them and their family. And that's something really important. When you get to know people and they know you care, that's when I think you get the best out of them. So we're working on that all summer long to get to know each other. And it's been fun. You know, you learn out, even guys that have been teammates for 3 years, because they're like, hey, man, I didn't know that about you. I didn't know that about your family. So that's something that's important right now that we're trying to do.
No doubt. And Coach Fisher, this is what I'll tell you, man. That T on your shirt there, man, Temple is a national brand. So if you quit a while, you're not stuck just to the Northeast Mid-Atlantic. You can go all over the country. So knowing that, man, how good is the job knowing that Temple's a national brand when you recruit guys and know who Temple is, what it used to be, what it will be going forward under you?
Yeah, it's incredible, right? I grew up in Bucks County, PA, about a little less than an hour from Temple. So locally, right, like I'm growing up watching these guys. Like Coach McKee's a legend to me. I've spoken to him several times. He's been fantastic. Like I look at Temple and I'm like, wow, part of the Big Five, which is something special and unique. And we got to win our backyard. We got to win in our backyard. But we have, like you said, it's a national brand. We got to get out there. Like people know it. And, you know, we have to explain to them it's the sixth winningest program in all of college basketball, but we can go anywhere. And we're going to go back to our roots, like places that myself and our staff has coached different states. And we're going to go in there and we're going to try to get the best players and best people we can. But to be able to be a national brand recruiting is huge. It's huge. But we also know we got a lot of great players locally. So we got to make sure we do that and then be able to branch out, because there's great players everywhere, especially where you are.
Yes. And I will send them to you. Hey, watch this. Atlanta high school coaches, AAU coaches, my man, you see his energy. He is authentic and real. Temple Owls, Cherry and White. So your place today, my man, Coach Fisher. Your boss man approves his message, man.
See? I need that video clip so I can put that out on social media, all right? I need that.
I will edit it for you and give it to you.
All right, I love it.
Yes, I approve it, man. You're my guy, man. Trust me. I got your back, man. I mean that, man, because I love your energy, man. You're real. Like, I'm real. I'm authentic and real. we're real dudes, man. It's not fake and phony. This is real stuff, man. So you want to play for somebody like yourself who is real and authentic. It's not contrived, fake and phony. It's real care and concern, not just you helped me out. Now, you really care about your guys, young men. You want to build a family for real, not just help you win games. Well, that's how, now I know that about you, man. So I got your back, brother. I tell you right, I got your back.
No, it's important. And I think, you know, like this past weekend, you know, we were all on the road recruiting. And on Sunday, after I was done recruiting in Vegas, I went to Summer League and got to watch Jalen Pickett and Andrew Funk play against Seth Lundy, and then took those guys out to dinner and jumped on a plane right away and came right back home. So it's not just something while they're there for you. It was important. And their families were out there. I got to see Jalen's mom and grandmom, who's awesome, built a great relationship with them. Andrew Funk's parents were out there. So, like, that's family. When you're now supporting them, you know, after they're not a part of us anymore, but they always are. They'll always be a part of us. And just also their families, just not letting them know. You can call anytime. Just because Jalen Pickett's with the Denver Nuggets and Seth Lundy's with the Hawks, their families can call me. We're going to be here for them.
No doubt. Let's quit coaches as coaches, man. We're foodies around here, Coach. We're foodies. So DeAndre Hunter has not told me all the good stuff of Philadelphia to eat. So tell me where the good cheesesteaks are in Philadelphia. So when we come to town, I can go get me a good cheesesteak in Philadelphia, man, because DeAndre won't tell me all the good spots, man.
So I can't get myself in trouble here. There's so many great spots. I'll be honest with you. So there's so many great spots. I do go to one a lot, DeLisandro's. So that's a good one. But we'll take you some other ones. We got some hidden gems that we're maybe we'll work on some NIL deals with. So I don't want to put their names out there yet, but we start tweeting. You're going to start figuring it out. You know, when you come here, though, too, everybody makes fun of me. You can't get the cheesesteak, but you got to go to Wawa. You got to go to Wawa. It's not just a gas station. It's fine dining. All right? Just know that.
Gotcha. Now, Coach, I'll tell you this. Now, my roommate in college, my junior year, was from Philadelphia. So I have a love for the city for my roommate, Curtis.
Okay.
So I learned about Philadelphia that year. He's a roommate, because, you know, for me, like, man, bro, I said, I'm from Atlanta, bro. So you got to tell me about the Northeast, man. I don't know about. I know about Waffle Houses and Taco Bags. What about that? So you got to teach me about Philadelphia. So it was cool to be a roommate in Philadelphia, but teach me about culture up there, man. I love coming up there, man. I enjoy it. I enjoy the Eagles fans when I worked for the Falcons for a little while. I got caught everything but child of God, but it was fun.
They're the best. It's Philly fans. I grew up Sixers, Eagles, Phillies, right? Like, that's what it is, man. It's passionate fan base. and they respect hard work. And they also have great food, like you said. So, you know, when you're in town, we're going to get a cheesesteak together. Our whole staff, we're going to take you out. And you already got sort of cherry. I'll call it red, but sort of cherry on. You'll fit right in here.
No doubt. I'm going to get you offline, Coach. Get your number offline, man. We got to stay in contact with you, man. If you ever need my help, and I got your back, man. I told you that I mean it. I had that video to you as well. That promo, cut that promo. And get promo I got for you, man. Like the WWE, man. A promo for you, man. So it's all good, brother. It was fun, man. Good to see you. Actually, good to see you in Atlanta, man. If anything you need from me, I got you, brother.
No, great. Thanks for having me on here. And thanks for everything you do, man. A lot of people watch your show and look up to you and listen to it. So it's great what you're doing.
Thanks, brother.
All right, man. Talk to you.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.